Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation. I'm back. Oh, hi, you guys. Did y'all miss me?
A little bit.
Well, it is Happy Fat Tuesday. It's Mardi Gras, y'all. Where the beads at? Yeah, where the beads?
Where the drinks?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, somebody got to flash somebody, right?
Let me flash you.
Well, did a famous couple start their romance cheating? We'll tell you all the details and you decide. And Tiffany Haddish keeps revealing more about the first time she met Beyonce, and you're not going to want to miss this. Ooh. But first, let's get Frank and Heidi in on the fun. What's up? Happy Fat Tuesday.
Happy Fat Tuesday. Hey. You want alcohol and beads? You come to the right place.
I know.
All right, y'all. The day has come. The Sports Illustrated cover model for 2018 has been revealed.
Uh-oh.
Got it.
Her name is Danielle Harrington, and she's gracing the cover.
Woo. Oh.
She's smoking hot.
Damn.
Jeez. Wow, she's beautiful.
Oh.
Well, Danielle is the third black woman to appear on the cover of the annual issue that launched in 1964. Tyra Banks was the first with two back-to-back covers in 1996 and 1997, and Beyonce had the cover in 2007.
Oh.
Danielle hails from Compton, California, and she says she knew she wanted to become a model after seeing Tyra Banks on the cover of Sports Illustrated, and so who better to surprise her with the big news?
Oh.
One girl stands before me, but I only have one photo in my hands, and this photo represents the girl.
That is the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit 2018 cover model.
Danielle Hand.
Congratulations.
I've never been emotional about someone wearing a bikini.
No.
That was sweet.
Portia, I gotta say, looking at this girl who is beautiful,
yes.
I feel like you may... Why aren't you on the cover of this magazine?
I know. Let's do it.
I mean, your booty rivals hers.
Thank you.
Right?
I don't know, but like Headcrack has said before, I think I would need my face on the front cover, half my body, and then the booty just on the back.
Yeah. Because if Portia's booty's on there, you wouldn't even see the ocean.
But if you put your ear up to her booty, you hear the ocean.
Well, the show About Nothing might be making a comeback. Jerry Seinfeld was on Ellen, and he once said there would never be a Seinfeld revival, but he may be changing his tune and yada, yada, yada.
So let's talk. So all these sitcoms are having a resurgence. So Roseanne is doing it. I heard Murphy Brown. Is that really true? Murphy Brown's doing it?
Murphy Brown and Candace Bergen is coming back.
Yes. Yes.
See... And I think I know where you're going with this.
I think you do.
Why don't you finish it?
Well, do you think, Jerry, there would be a possibility that Seinfeld would come back?
It's possible.
Well, now you know who's not going to come back, because they cannot have the guy who played Kramer, Michael Richards. Yeah. They can't have him come back.
Well, not this month anyway.
Well, speaking of revivals, man, LeBron James is working on one of his own. He's talking about producing a new house party movie.
Now,
yeah, and what he's saying is not a reboot, but it's more of like a new take on the classic Hit and Play movie. And the production company says they're trying to ideas for different musicians and stuff to be a part of the project.
Oh, yeah.
But they got to get it right. Because, like, you know, the house party train ran off the track after three.
It did.
Yeah, they got to get it right, or this is going to be another trending movie on Netflix. I'm going to skip past. Like, it has to be done right.
Well, Ray Shrummond would be dope for house party.
Yes, I agree.
It seems like Hollywood's out of ideas. Like, bring them all back. 227, Homeboys in Outer Space.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
What's the Cosby Show.
No. Dawn's Creek.
Yeah.
Dawn's Creek?
Yeah.
Dalton's Creek.
You mean Dawson's Creek?
Oh, yeah,
Dawson's
that one.
Don's Creek.
That's a different, it's a different creek. Right. You don't go near that creek.
Stay away from Don's Creek. That one came on PBS. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, you guys, it's time for...
What the Fashion?
Now, Nick Nolte, y'all, was once voted people's sexiest man alive, and now, baby, he's just a straight man. Yes, honey. Now, Nick recently went out for grocery shopping in Malibu and was caught wearing this.
Oh, wow.
What?
It looks like Lumberjack Santa Claus.
Oh, my gosh.
But, no, can you imagine, though, like, you look at a young Nick Nolte, fill in the blank with Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, that vibe, and then to fast forward whatever that is there, 30, 40 years, and to look, and then they could end up looking like the after picture. Like, it's hard to wrap your head around that one day Ryan Gosling could be walking the streets looking
this.
Oh, my gosh. But his Sexiest Man Alive days last, they were real short, because he started looking like this Nick Nolte back in the day.
At this point, he could only be voted as being alive.
Well, bye for now, Atlanta. We're going to be back a little later in the show to talk about Jennifer Garner's new side hustle.
Yeah, baby, let me tell y'all, honey, Miss Jhené Aiko, honey, she's been the talk of the town since she gave an interview on BBC Radio and opened up about her dating timeline with boyfriend Big Sean.
Ooh. Okay. What'd she say?
Baby, now, she said this portion. Miss Jhené revealed, y'all, that she first went on a date, y'all, with Sean just as a friend back in 2012 while she was dating another man who was secretly married.
Ooh.
Okay. So no harm, no foul.
Exactly. Yeah, that sounds
no harm, no foul.
Completely secretly married? You're going on a date with somebody else? It's kind of par for the course, ain't it?
She was still wrong.
Why was
because
she wrong?
Because when you are dating a married man, you are his possession.
But she didn't know he was a married man, so let's not, say that she was dating a married man knowingly. She didn't know.
Yeah, when you're dating a married man, you are his possession?
Married men are very possessive, honey. They want you for just them, honey. She's not supposed to be out there like that. She was bold.
Apparently, he wanted the night off because he let her go.
Right.
But anyway, y'all, people took this to mean that Miss Jhené, honey, cheated on her then boyfriend. So Jhené went on Twitter last night to clarify, y'all, that she and her ex-boyfriend were not speaking at the time of her and Sean's first date, and that she only told him about the basketball game out of respect. That was cute. Well, she added this, y'all. It was a cool game, lots of laughs, and we drank beer, and this last part may upset many of you, but after the game, I went home, there was no sucking, Portia. Kissing. Hand-holding or sexting that followed.
TMI, though. Seemed like when they got to sucking and doing all that, they liked it.
Okay.
We ain't gonna let this go.
All right, y'all, to celebrate Black History Month, today we're shining a light on pop icon and neo-expressionist American painter Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Yeah!
One of the dopest ever touch a paintbrush.
Ever. Yes.
In just a few years, Basquiat went from being homeless and unemployed to selling a single painting for up to $25,000 in a matter of several years. He swiftly rose to become one of the most celebrated painters of the neo-expressionism art movement.
Oh,
that's awesome, goodness, isn't it?
I mean, he clicked up with the right people at the right time, and it kind of like, you know, aided and ushered it in. When he started working with Warhol, his stock went through the roof.
Yeah. Right, yeah, like his paintings can be viewed all the way from New York, L.A., and Barcelona, all over the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, my God. But anyway, y'all, but during the 1980s, y'all, Basquiat had many high-profile...
How you say it again, Basquiat?
Did y'all notice, y'all, that Basquiat had a brief relationship with the material girl, Madonna?
What?
Yes, ma'am, bitch. He played with Madonna.
Okay, she wasn't acting like a virgin no more.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, sadly, Basquiat's heroin addiction took his life at the age of 27, but his works are some of the most expensive sold at auctions. Last year, his untitled 1982 painting sold for a record-breaking $110.5 million.
Damn.
And one thing about his style of art, it was so definitively him. Mm-hmm. Like, you could never mistake a Basquiat piece for anybody else's work.
Right. Yeah, they had their particular look.
He was a madman genius with it, man. Mm-hmm.
That's why Andy Warhol snatched him up.
Baby, Miss Warhol said, huh?
What is that?
What again?
Coming up, Will Smith and Candy Burris are both singing their faces off. We'll let you listen and be the judge on how they did. Next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Yay.
So last week, Will Smith posted a video of him singing La Bamba, and the internet roasted him because he didn't know the words.
So fun.
Yeah.
He's out there living his absolute best life.
Does anybody really know the words of that song in here?
Not really.
We just know.
I know it as well as he knew it.
He had the damn effort and he was on the right key. He was like, la, 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 la.
And he was participating.
Yeah.
Still drums. So he went home, practiced, and then posted this video.
Mucha gente en los comentarios se burlaban de mí porque no conocía las palabras de La Bamba. Now.
Wait, I don't know Spanish, so I can't really tell if some of that was right or some of that was just his language. But isn't the song like La La Bamba? He was saying Ba Ba Bamba.
Doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
He gets an A for spirit.
Yeah.
He sang it like he meant it. Do y'all know the lyrics to any songs that's in Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe not Spanish, and I don't know what language it is, but I feel like I know it.
Which one?
You know that song, Vula Chuchu Say I Say Qua? Esqua? Vula Chuchu Say I Say Shwa? Esqua?
You want some Szechuan?
You butchered. You just. Yeah.
What you say about some Szechuan?
You just butchered that.
Oh my God, Pat LaBelle is
Szechuan
like.
Szechuan shrimp?
All right, y'all. Speaking of haters, honey, Candy Burris was inspired by wanting to write a song. Now, ever since Candy, y'all, decided to leave Escape, she's been getting a lot of backlash from haters on social media. Now, one person even went as far as saying that she should stop singing and stick to writing songs, which inspired her to write this song.
Got so much to say when they don't know me, when I'm just trying to secure my paper. I'm on my grind, so f*** a hater, cause it's Money Making Monday.
Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah, I like the... Candy has a good voice. Well, let me tell you something. Now, Candy's song was so catchy that it actually inspired the Candy Challenge with other people.
Oh.
So, like, Kiki Palmer posting their own Money Making Monday songs, and here it goes.
It's Money Making Monday. It's Money Making Monday. See, I'm just trying to secure my paper.
I want Stevie Wonder to do it.
Yeah.
He would kill it.
How would that sound, Hickrat?
I can't see no haters. I am trying to secure my paper. It's Money Making Monday. Money Making Monday. Money Making Monday.
You had it at the end.
Yes.
You did
okay,
that.
Craig.
You
yes.
We're looking for you.
You already did it. You don't need to do it. We got Stevie over here. Stevie right? Boy, Stevie. Yo, y'all hear that?
What?
What? It's deal time.
Yay! Woo! And this one comes in high definition thanks to the Zen Logic Extreme Bluetooth speaker with bonus power bank, giving you maximum bass and a wireless range of 33 feet.
Oh, I love it.
It's so cute, right? This portable Bluetooth speaker plays 4 hours of continuous music when fully charged, and it also doubles as a hands-free speakerphone.
I love this. So when I go hiking, I can just clip this to the back of my book bag.
Or on your belt loop. And it comes with a power charger so you can charge on the go.
Really? Awesome.
So how much would something like this run us?
Well, head crack, the Zen Logic Extreme Bluetooth speaker with bonus power bank has been priced as high as $50.
Ooh.
But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$20.
$20?
$20? Just head over to morningsave.com for this amazing deal.
Do you want to hook up with an athlete? Well, you're not alone. After the break, we'll tell you how to up your chances.
Ooh.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, if you're looking to buy Girl Scout cookies in L.A., it's easy.
Too late. Already have them.
S'mores. Well, let me tell you my story. Jennifer Garner, she's out in front of grocery stores.
I need some more.
Yeah, well, guess what? Guess what happened? Yeah, she got me. Yeah, I fell for it. Jennifer Garner.
Oh.
Who's not going to buy cookies from Jennifer Garner?
Did you put on your Capital One card?
What's in your wallet? I'll tell you what, less money because I bought Girl Scout cookies. So, yeah, it's that time of the year where it's impossible to get away from a Girl Scout troop and her mom selling cookies. Well, Jennifer Gardner posted this photo with the caption, "Why, yes, kind sir, we do have Thin Mints. Hashtag tis the season. Hashtag come and get them. Hashtag who doesn't love a Girl Scout?" I guess it's fair to say that she was, you know, helping out her daughters, Violet and Serafina, who I didn't see, by the way.
Where is this grocery? Is this a Whole Foods in Malibu or something? I mean, this is only in Los Angeles.
Right. Now, I will say, I think once or twice over the years, I've purchased wrapping paper from your son.
Yeah, I brought wrapping paper in for my kid.
By the way,
everybody in the office buy it.
I think I ordered a salsa bowl. I never got it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I ever got it. I don't know what happened there.
I was selling wrapping paper and salsa bowls? No wonder that didn't take off. We're still waiting on the new gymnasium.
I can't imagine why.
Tinder users have figured out a way to hook up with an Olympian. Yes, on Tinder, you can use something called the passport feature, which changes your location and puts it any location that you want. And so a lot of them are putting it at the Olympic Village for the Winter Olympics. So when you got all the athletes there on Tinder trying to hook up with each other, you are basically teleporting your Tinder account into the Olympic Village.
Well, wait a second, but if I'm in Los Angeles, I can say I'm in Pyeongchang, but nobody's going to be in my Pyeongchang because I'm in LA. Isn't the whole point
that you're in LA at a Pyeongchang? I guess the whole point of Tinder is that it's the hookup app. You're this close by. I like you. You like me. Let's see where this leads.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, can I land an Olympic athlete? If they think I'm there and it's like, oh, look, the gold medal figure skater wants to date me, then maybe, just maybe, when she gets back to town or wherever she's located.
Yeah.
This is like a movie in the making right now.
Okay, so I see what you're doing. So it's just to see if they would find you hot, if they would swipe on you.
Yes.
It's not that anything's going to happen because you're...
I'm not an Olympic athlete, but if I can land one, it kind of makes me one, right?
Oh, that's interesting.
And you'd be looking for one of those biathletes. Mm-hmm.
What's... biathlete?
Yeah, they're the ones who ski and shoot. They're not bi, but I figured, you know...
Oh, right.
You being bi.
I misunderstand. Yeah,
you're like, oh, biathletes.
Like, oh,
I need one of those.
Look at this.
I'm looking for girls who like the short track.
Short and wide. No one's looking for the short and narrow.
Speed skating is going to be over quick, okay? It's going to be over real quick.
All right, well, Tiffany Haddish cannot stop talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z. And after the break, we're going to tell you another one of her juicy stories.
Nation. Well, it turns out that night Tiffany Haddish first met Beyonce at the party back in December. Remember I told y'all?
Yeah.
Y'all remember she talked about the fact that Beyonce stopped her from getting in a fight with a fellow guest at the party? Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, Tiffany opened up and told us a little more that Beyonce had to stop at the party.
I was talking to Jay-Z, right? I was talking to Jay-Z for a little bit, and there was another actress that was there who was also talking to Jay-Z. And she touched Jay-Z's chest, and Beyonce came walking up like, bitch. But she didn't say that. But her demeanor, her body, from the way she walked up on her was like, hand off my man's chest, right? And so then she started talking to that actress, and some other stuff happened, but I ain't gonna say nothing yet. But it's gonna be in these streets, you gonna know.
Tiffany Haddish telling the tea, ain't she?
Yeah, but Tiffany needs to hush.
Oh.
What are you saying? Because she's telling, talking too much. We want to...
That's Gary's job.
That Beyonce is pure and wholesome and that she doesn't get violent and riled.
Oh, baby.
So you think if it came down to it and, like, Beyonce had to put some hands on somebody, you think she could pull it off?
Yeah.
Most definitely.
She's from Houston.
She's from Texas. Thank you.
She's from the hood.
I'm just thinking she would call Solange and let Solange handle it. Solange, a hitman.
Handle my light work.
Right, right. Give a little head nod from across the party.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal.
Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.